All right, folks, welcome back to the Mount Most Wire Football Podcast. We got another special edition here, folks. Not just me, Jeremy Moss, hanging out. Check us out, MWWire.com, because we're apparently having a bazillion people check us out, so thank you for that. Whether you enjoy our Mount Most Wire picks for all conference or don't, we still appreciate it. And that brings us to our two guests. So we're going to be talking about, because we didn't have a recap last week, because schedule stuff happened, even though the last week was kind of nuts with not just Boise, Utah State, but Hawaii and all those teams, San Diego State, Nevada, UNLV, but we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk with our good buddy Raj Prabal, who's here to talk Boise State. Say hello to the folks.
What's up, guys?
And first-time podcast guest, hopefully not the last time, because we'll have you on more. Just don't screw up, Matt. Not Matt, or the other Matt. We have a, we got Matt. I should ask you this, because we'll email. Do you prefer Matt or Matthew?
I like Matt.
Okay, good. Just making sure, just because... You never know. It's Matthew. Wadley. Is that correct?
Yeah, Wadley.
Wadley. Okay. See, this is what we should do before the show to say, hey, how do I exactly say your name? Because I get that all the time. But we have Matt joining us here, so we're gonna talk about the last game. How is this gonna work? We're doing this show more. I dubbed it kind of like a homer show. So if you guys want to go as outlandish as you want, go for it. That's fine. We don't care. Me and Matt Kennerly on the next podcast, which we're recording Thursday morning, will be more kind of what you typically expect. So if you hate that show, please listen to this one and tell us if you like this one. Or if you, whatever, just listen. That's all we want, right, guys?
Right. Yeah, I just want to point out that the normal Matt...
Matt,
he's pretty good. He's objective, but he is a Fresno State guy. So
you had to bring that up.
I just want to let all the audience know for transparency purposes.
Well, that's why this show also is the Homer Show. We'll just dub it the Homer Show, right? Is that what we're doing?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So let's start with this. Let's have our new person, because Raj, you've been on a couple of times. Start with the Matt here. So let's go back to the last game really quick, not to do too much with it because we're always looking forward. And then we're not going to touch on the San Jose State debacle. So I'll start with the second half because I think that's the most important part. What the heck happened in the second half of the last game when these two teams played in Boise?
Yeah, I'm glad we're not talking about that San Jose State game because 3-0 at halftime, I was about to get the LeBron James hairline going, but I don't know. I mean, it's so weird because the first half, you know, Fresno State looked so dominant, and I was thinking, finally we're going to get the win, but I just felt of course I was watching on TV, but you could just feel the energy just being sucked out of Fresno State play after play, and then Boise just started running with Madison, and I mean – there was no stopping him. It was so frustrating to watch as a fan because the team just looked beat. I mean, physically, they were just beating them down. And I got to give credit to Coach Harsin, though, because they figured out and they made adjustments at halftime, and they ran the ball with Madison over and over and over again, and it worked, you know? And then the offense came onto the field for Fresno State, but there was just no rhythm. There was no energy left at that point to even start to come back. But I mean, as a Fresno State fan and, you know, former student, I'm used to these types of games, unfortunately, as bad as it sounds. So in my head I was expecting it, and anytime we play on the blue turf, it's a hard place to play, you know.
Hey Matt, let me ask you a question. So Jordan Mims got 5.9 yards on the ground per carry, and Ronnie Rivers had 4.7, but they only had 15 carries between the two of them. Is that something that you normally see? Because McMarion threw the ball 35 times, and obviously Keyshawn Johnson's great. But do you think they should have ran the ball more, or is that pretty normal from a Fresno State offense?
Well, that's something I've been thinking about all year, because I feel like last season the offense was so run-based as opposed to, you know, passing the ball through the air. And then this year, you know, DeBauer kind of, for whatever reason, I don't really know what it is, but he wants to throw the ball a lot more. But especially in that game, I think they should have at least just tried to pound the ball down. But that Boise State front seven is tough. So, you know, it's hard in that situation to kind of, I guess, second guess. But my general thought for the whole season is, why abandon the run game when you have Hokett, you have Mims, you have Rivers? I mean, a three-headed monster at running back. Like, at the beginning of the year, I wrote that article, and I thought the running backs were going to get a lot of run. And they really haven't gotten as much run as last season generally. But, I mean, of course, you have McMarion and you have Keyshawn Johnson. So, you don't really want to stray away from your two best weapons on offense ever, you know?
No, but no, right. Johnson is hugely successful receiver. Doesn't he have the record of, like, didn't he finally break that record, or was it most consecutive games?
Yeah, consecutive games and receptions and receiving yards. So
that's pretty good, right?
Considering Devontae Adams went there, so, you know.
Yeah, they're talking about high school records, Fresno records. Like, dang, he's just going to be going to the Packers and take his spot next year. I don't know. So
1,267 yards and 8 touchdowns for the year.
They're good receivers. John Asura, Preston Williams, even Cedric Bird, a ton of good guys. Monster, everybody, man. Whew. All right, so, Raj, what do you think? Because that was kind of Madison's not – like, he kind of stepped up for the first time all year because he hasn't been – he's been good. I didn't vote him first team. Just I said between him and Thomas, I'm like, the whole year they both started different directions. I probably should have went Madison, but I didn't. So just so you could, that's you can hate because I put like Thomas first team, but both these guys kind of like different ends of the season. Thomas kind of petered out, and Madison kind of that second half, and then going forward is kind of what I thought he would have been all year long. Raj, what do you think? What do you think changed? Anything different? Was it them just giving him enough more carries, more touches, to why he did so great versus Utah State, versus Fresno State, and ending the season the way he did? New Mexico, but everything.
I think it's two things. Like, Madison could just break out and have those games. We saw it last year against Colorado State when he had like 260 yards or something. So I think part of it was he just had a good game, but the other reason is the offensive line has been getting better and better, and this is something that Boise State fans talk a lot about. It's frustrating because last year the offensive line was not strong at the beginning of the year, but by the end of the season, it was a pretty good unit. We're seeing that again, and if you have a quarterback like Rippon and such a dynamic passing offense, obviously there's going to be holes for Madison to run, but he's just really taking it to the next level. And the only reason that I put – well, other than the fact that I'm an unabashed Bronco homer. The reason that I felt okay putting Madison above Thompson was because I feel like Madison single-handedly won the Fresno State game. And if you think that that was the biggest game of the schedule, Madison single-handedly – well, you know, he won that game.
I regret my, after I hit submit, I'm like, I should have switched it. All right, so let's – anything else about – do we need to talk about the – we don't need to discuss the officiating call at the end, do we? Does that – I never talked to you, Matt, about that. Was that kind of – not that the game may have changed too much, but when you first saw them go 4.2 seconds, it seemed like no first down. What was your first reaction? What did you throw in your house?
I mean, I feel like that was a moot point at that point. I mean, I had already accepted defeat, so I wasn't really too upset about it. Like I said, even if it was a first down – would we have even scored after that? So that's kind of how I feel. Okay. I mean, like, the whole second half, they scored one touchdown, and then the rest of it was just the offense looked so unenergetic, you know. But I do got to say one thing. I'm tired of having this picture of Coach Harsin as my profile.
So what's the tomorrow? Deal? What's coming down? Is it tomorrow, week or Friday? What's it, Thursday, I guess, when this is done?
Oh, no. Yeah, Friday. So Friday morning.
Is there a new so we need to talk to our buddy Logan here. That's another conversation, but
yeah, that's making us look bad, man.
I'll let him know. But is there anything going on if say Fresno wins this time, or is it just we win and that's it, or anything else going on?
What we're gonna do is I think we'll do it the day after the game. I think we'll just roll. We're gonna do avatars again, so I think we'll just make them put the Harsin pick back up, and it goes up till the day before the bowl game. So, and then if Fresno State wins, I don't know if they're going to get their mascot or Jeff Tedford or one of the Carr brothers. They can pick any picture.
No, we should do. I have a good idea. Whoever gets, because there's always good photos. I'll see what photo we get through our service. We should get one of the players or coaches holding the trophy up. That's what we got to put.
That'd be tough. That would be tough.
Why not? Let's do it. That's fair.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool if. It'd be tougher for Boise State fans because you'd have like Jeff Tedford and Marcus McMarion holding up the trophy with the blue field in the background.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt, man. Come on.
Well, I was kind of thinking. I have a marching band hat from Fresno State. I want to Photoshop it onto Roger's head or something.
Ooh.
We'll have to workshop this. I think the coaches, we got to step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll discuss offline, but let's do. I like the trophy one. I do like the marching band hat, the opposing team gear of some sort on there. So, all right, let's get to. Should we get to the actual game this weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, We got some questions. We'll get those later. Those will be up on the site. We'll have probably, I don't know, at least half a dozen of the guys filled stuff out, a score prediction. We'll have some question draws put together. So we'll get those in a minute. But first off, let me start with Matt here. You're back in the blue turf. Is this are you more confident this time around compared to last year or not? Because last year, Fresno won the week before.
Did you ask me? I missed that.
Well, sure, go for it. You go first, I guess. I don't think I said a name for some reason.
No, I mean, it's just so hard because I think the teams are pretty even. And I remember, like, when I watched the game, I told the guy next to me, because when we played the first time this year, we just felt like Fresno State was the better team. So the guy was saying he had a bad feeling. And I told him, I'm like, hey, man, if Boise State and Fresno State play this game six times, you know, Fresno State maybe won six of them and we won four of them. And, you know, whatever. That's not the best probability. And I feel like this time it's kind of maybe the flip. Boise State would be like a 60% victor. And that's not great odds. It's better than nothing. But the home field definitely helps, especially if it's raining and snowing because of – I don't know, because I feel like Keyshawn Johnson is Fresno State's most dangerous weapon. And if it's raining and snowing and really wet, it's going to limit the passing game. And I like Alexander Madison the way he's running. And Jordan Mims, he's a good runner, but he's a little bit more shifty and faster. And if it's snowing, you just want a hammer.
All right, so what about you, Matthew, or Matt? What do you think? Because I'm assuming it's probably less confidence because you won last year.
I'm never confident on the blue turf.
Ooh, there it is.
Like, to be honest, and like I wrote in the article today, I had nightmares about the humanitarian bowl and that just stepping on that field. It never felt right to me. You know, I mean, it's intimidating. I'm not gonna lie. And one of my good friends is on the team, a wide receiver, but they don't like going to Boise. But at least the energy, when I was talking to him earlier in the week, like, the team, they're ready for it, especially after the way they lost that last game. I mean, it's in their mouths, and they didn't look good against San Jose State for the first half. But at the same time, I mean, you know, I feel like they never get up for San Jose State. I mean, we know what happened a couple years back with Derek Carr when they were undefeated, and then you lose to San Jose State. Fiesta Bowl dreams get crushed. So it's something like that, but I think the team is – and, of course, there's my homerism speaking, but
– go for that. It's a homer show. Come on, do it.
I think they're going to get it. I think this is the year we finally beat them on the blue turf. We get the Mountain West title. I mean, Jeff Tedford has done incredible things in, what, 700 days he's been the coach. So he's done a lot of, like, really amazing things, and I think this might be what finally puts them over the brink of – I mean, hopefully a lot of good years to come for Fresno State football.
You'd hope so. We're getting that prediction all the way early. That's okay. We'll give scores later. So let's go this, because what we said last time, what I really want to see is, for me, the best team. I don't want to see a blowout because that's going to be crappy either way. Because I don't want to see a 30-10 win or 48-6. If first off, that shouldn't happen. But I want to see, like, the last, like, even in the last game, it was Fresno was up reasonably good. Boise kind of marched down the field and took advantage and won. I want to see more of a back and forth game. I just want excitement. And people get at me. I'm like, well, you only like offense. Well, offense makes it fun, right? Am I wrong in saying offense is great mixed in with some defense? Like that Monday Night Football game, Chiefs and Rams, there's offense and plenty of defense. Can we have both?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see a back and forth game, lots of points, and I want it to come down. Who gets the ball last essentially wins. That's what I want to see. I want to see excitement game because, honestly, like, I don't care who wins. I just want to see a great game because my team on Friday night going for the Rose Bowl, so that's where I'm paying attention Friday, which would be awesome. But we're not going to talk about that because whatever.
well, okay, Jeremy, you are a football fan, want to see a good game, and you know you've been covering the Mountain West for a long time, so I understand why you want to see a close game in the championship game. But
you don't, right?
Matt,
you want blowouts, right?
I mean, I don't want a blowout. I want to see Boise State break free in the third quarter. I want to be up by three and then maybe put up, you know, another 10 points and go up by like 16 heading into the fourth quarter and just be comfortable. And I'm guessing, Matt, that's kind of what he wants too, because you don't want to have a one-score lead against Boise State on the blue turf at any point in the game unless there's less than a minute left.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I think I don't care what the score is. I just want to win this game. It doesn't matter how it gets done. It could be 6-3, the ugliest game we've ever seen.
We don't want a 96 LSU Alabama. Come on, I don't want that.
I'll take a 96 victory any day at this point. But yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, another good game, and I really don't think there's going to be any kind of blowout. I think both teams, I mean, like Ross said earlier, both teams are pretty evenly matched. It's pretty crazy because I looked at the, you know, rosters side by side earlier. I'm like, these are two great football teams, and you know, we could talk about this later. But I'm also, you know, of course, rooting for Memphis on Saturday.
We'll get to that. We're gonna get to that in a minute here. So I assume you guys, Ross, did you get the email I just sent out and you already filled out your poll?
No, I didn't. Even
Okay. I'm gonna ask this right now because I sent this right now, like, and I filled it out as you're talking. We're doing position battles, and there's already three responses in with like in 2 minutes. So let's do this super quick. I want one word answers from each of you, and then we'll elaborate later. We'll go just Raj and then Matt. Better quarterback for the team. Who has a better QB?
Broncos.
Matt?
Yeah, Broncos.
Okay. Running back group.
Slight Broncos.
Yeah, also Broncos.
Okay. All right. Tight end.
Fresno State.
Fresno State.
Yeah, obvious. Okay. Wide receiver.
Fresno State.
Ooh.
Also, yeah, Fresno
State.
Is
that pain for you to say Fresno State there, Raj?
Yeah, that didn't feel good. It's just just really quickly because I think the sum of Boise State is greater, but just one guy, like we had Cedric Wilson last year. I mean, Keyshawn Johnson might not be as good as Cedric Wilson, but he's pretty dang close. Yeah.
All right, offensive line.
Boise State.
Yeah, I'm leading Boise State with the offensive line, too.
Right now, it's a 50-50. Two Fresno, two Boise, just so you know.
That's a close one for me, but I go Boise State.
Okay, defensive line.
Boise State.
Boise State.
Okay. Linebackers.
Fresno State.
Yeah. Bulldogs all the way on that one.
All right. It depends where – also kind of depends where you put Cedric Wilson, but regardless, he'll make plays, right?
That's true.
Secondary.
I'll go Boise State.
I knew it. That's fine. What about you, Matt?
I'm going to go Fresno State, but just that San Diego State game, that kind of worries me a little bit. I mean, two big touchdowns, but I'm still going to go Fresno State.
It's close right now. I leaned Fresno because like, it's like the receiver group, Rush, and overall probably better, but you got Tyler Horton who can make some plays, similar to like what Keyshawn can do for Fresno.
Right.
So it's depth overall, it's still close, but I'd lean Fresno, but Boise, but Horton, if he makes a play, man, he's what does he have, Ross? Three defensive touchdowns?
He has three defensive touchdowns for the year, I think.
Oh boy. All right, so what do you got for special teams?
I'd say Fresno State. I don't even know much about them, but I'll say Fresno State.
That's fair.
I think Fresno State just, yeah, I mean, the same answer, but Blake Cusick's been great. Is that something?
Sure, that works. Whatever you want. It's your decision to go with.
So I think we kind of just, I mean, maybe the confidence level might have been a little bit off, but me and Matt matched up pretty well with the, yeah, we matched up pretty well across the board.
Yeah, I think, like, look at the real quick, because votes are coming in now. People must be checking their emails since it's early evening. It's both basically offense favors Boise a little bit, defense favors Fresno a little bit. So I don't know if there would be. So if you guys had to pick one position group as we're doing this, what would be the one you're most confident? Like, we're going to do well because of, or we're going to, so let's just say this, we're going to win because, or not win, we'll get to that in a minute. What advantage, we went through all those, quarterback, running back. Raj, what's the position advantage you think Boise has by far and away better than Fresno State?
I'm going to cheat a little bit here, and I'm just going to say the lines. I think in the trenches, our defensive line is really good. And having a combo like Curtis Weaver and Jabril Frazier is really good because McMarion is shifty, but Weaver is so fast that they could kind of keep McMarion there, and they're going to get pressure on him. And I think that kind of worked. And then the Boise State offensive line is strong and big, and you know, the strength of Fresno State's defense is in their linebackers and secondary. So I think, you know, if they can't just get pressure with their front four, it becomes kind of hard to start Madison because he'll at least get 2 or 3 yards. So I'll say the lines. I'll cheat a little bit and say offensive and defensive lines. We'll out-physical Fresno State.
There you go. What do you got? What about you, Matt? Where is Fresno's biggest edge?
Well, Raj said it. It's the secondary and it's the linebackers. I mean, and it was pretty evident in the last game. I mean, they shut down the passing game pretty well, and then they leaned on Madison, and that just tore up the defense. So, but especially the linebackers in this game, they really just – they got to find a way to stop Madison. It frustrated me so much. And then even watching the Utah State game, I mean, he's a good back. He's a great back. Yeah. It's crazy. It's so frustrating, but, you know, you can't hate on good football players.
No, you can't do that. If I were going to say an edge, I might lean Madison because that's if you look at the last game, that second half, it was really the fourth quarter. Too, that was all him. And I remember last year's title game, which was kind of interesting. If you think about it, he went out with that ankle injury, and they brought in, I forget, oh, shoot, what's his name? They brought in a backup and fourth quarter.
Yeah, transfer.
Is he still on the team?
No, he just 1 year.
One-year guy. But he came in, I think part of the reason – there was an interception by Van Der Esch at the end, but I think him being – because they were running Madison, giving the ball every other play. He's getting the ball. They brought in the fresh back. I felt that was kind of a big difference last year. So, not I don't know what I'm getting at here, but I'm just saying, that was an interesting note from last year where he – not that he wore down at the end, but he's got a little tired. Then, we have a fresh guy. And then Fresno's like, oh, crap, are you kidding me? A guy who's probably good enough, had a good game or two pretty good, and he comes in off the bench and – yeah, that was just that's gotta be a little frustrating. But for me, the edge, if I'm gonna pick one for each team, because I gotta play both sides here, just because that's whatever, no reason. But I do think I'm not gonna cheat, but I think Jabril Frazier is gonna have a huge game.
Yeah,
because he gets the quarterback. Because here's the thing: you can't stop Weaver, you can't stop Frazier. There's a lot of guys you can't stop. I think he could have a big game. Horton will do something, but I guess I'm gonna go sneaky play. I think even though I picked the Fresno linebackers to be better overall, I think Boise's linebackers may make the biggest plays because they have more. It also depends on Weaver's whatever and linebacker. It's in the same group, the line. So you're with Raj. Okay, is Weaver down lineman or stand up defensive end? He's gonna make a big play. I think one of those guys could be a big difference. So I'm gonna say one of those two guys, and then for Fresno, it's just Keyshawn Johnson. I don't care who he matches up against, he catches anything his way. And so they need – I know they should run the ball well with Mims or Hoka back there, but get him the ball as much as possible. And then I'll go sneaky, go to the tight end. Outside of Josh Oliver, Fresno's tight end is the second best in the conference. I think getting him involved, because if you go under the middle, if you do kind of intermediate routes, you have Keyshawn who can go down the field, you can run the ball well. If they can get each three of those phases going, it's going to be hard, even though Boise has playmakers at each phase, linebacker, line, and the secondary. It's going to be hard to always stop – and know what to cover because if they know, we're going to run all the time, we'll have our run blitz ready. We'll have our secondary ready for that. If they're going to pass a lot, we're going to drop a bunch. Because look what San Jose State, they rushed three. Sorry, Matt, bring this up, though. They rushed three a lot, and we're getting to McMarion like crazy with a three-man rush. And so if Fresno can get a third addition with the tight end, that I know it's too many keys. I'm mentioning the only things, but I just think those are a few different things where get the offense clicking with not just running, not just passing to Keyshawn. Don't let Boise's secondary or linebackers or line focus on one position. So I think that's good.
One thing I did see in the last game is that Boise State last year versus Colorado, both games against Colorado State, they lined Tyler Horton up against Michael Gallup and Preston Williams, and Horton followed him right across the field. This year, when they played Fresno, they didn't switch. They had Horton always on one side and Avery Williams on the other. And Avery Williams, he was second team, so he's not – he's not a bad player, but man, Keyshawn Johnson is just so good. I mean, I'd rather die with Tyler Horton on that facing him every single play. So we'll see if Andy Avalos, the Boise State defensive coordinator, switches that up or just sticks to their game plan and just keeps Horton on one side and Williams on the other.
All right, let me flip the question around. We'll start with Matt here. What's your biggest concern? Is it just – I know you mentioned Madison. Is it just him, or is there any other concern that, this scares the crap out of me? Is it just the running game and what they did in that second half?
I think more than the running game is just having to play it over there. Honestly,
it's in your head, man. Come on.
It is. I mean, even talking to a couple teammates, it's not an easy place to play. And a lot of people say, it's just the blue turf, but it's different than the blue turf. The atmosphere there is, of course, I've never been there for actual Boise State game, but you see it on TV. You feel the energy from the stadium and from the crowd. And You know, it's hard. Are a lot of Fresno fans going to travel that distance right now? I mean, you hope so, but still, even a couple thousand Fresno fans versus a whole stadium full of Boise State fans, it's a tough environment. And, you know, of course, Madison, yeah, but for, you know, 30 minutes of that game last time, Fresno State was the better team until the last quarter and a half. So I think that bodes well for the Dogs this time as far as that goes, but just having to play it over there is what honestly scares me the most. I wish it was in Fresno, but you know, I think it would have helped if they would have beat Minnesota.
Obviously. But do we know either of you guys know ticket sales at the moment? I saw something.
I was just gonna say that they're at 20,500. But and that number doesn't sound good, but you have to remember that number started with zero because tickets don't count. You give them a chance to buy their tickets, but you know, it doesn't count. So they're saying that it's pretty good number right now to be at. But last year the number was at 27,000, which you know, compared to like a normal crowd, which is about 34,000-35,000. But it was loud last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fill it up because it'll be like, I saw the 20,000 number. I bet it'll be fine. There'll be walk up tickets, and plus Boise can't complain. Because it's a 4:45 local kick, I believe. Is that right? 5:45?
Oh, no, 4:45. 4:45. 5:45 for me in Nebraska.
What'll be great about the game is that it'll start the sun, barely come up, then the sun will go down after that first quarter. Then it'll get cold. And then, as we saw last time, Fresno, Matt, what's up with bringing the heaters? Everybody's starting the heaters the whole way. It's cold. I would bring it, too. I don't care. I'd always have the heaters.
I just know when I went there, it was snowing, and I was freezing, but obviously that was like late December, so a little different timing, but, you know.
All right, so let me get to you, ask this for you, Rush, because we didn't get to you yet. What's your biggest fear for against this team?
I'll reset Keyshawn Johnson, but I'm going to say Marcus McMarion, because he's a good player. He didn't have the greatest game last time. I'm looking at stats, 24-35 with a touchdown, 283 yards. So, I mean, that's all right. Didn't make any mistakes. But he didn't – the thing that he only had 10 rushing yards on 9 carries, and that probably includes, like, you know, a 1 yard escaping the pocket. That was probably a sack type of situation. But he's a playmaker, and he could do stuff. And that's kind of what, like, if he has a great game, like, you know, if he goes out with a great game, like a statement victory, him and Tedford, like Matt said, is Boise State going to just in perpetuity just beat Fresno State every single time on the blue turf? I'd like to think so, but, you know, logic says otherwise. I hope it's not Saturday, but I think if Marcus Garion has a really good game, can keep the rush alive and or keep the rush at bay, but because I think Boise State's going to just try and get after him with four guys, and San Jose State had some luck with that, so hopefully Boise State will. But if McMarion can make adjustments and make some plays, that could be kind of scary for Boise State.
All right, let me get this thing here. Let's pick a player who you can't pick Keyshawn, can't pick Alexander, can't even pick Jabril. Sorry to you, Raj. Who's the one player who? Okay, let's do it this way. We'd have to look that up, say first team, but who's like an under the radar player that you think it could be just a gut, just because? Who's going to have like that big play that's not like a key player we all know and love?
Okay, so I'm going to say Kakala Kaniho. So,
bless you.
One, because I like saying his name. And second of all, because so he's kind of like been splitting time with Desmond Williams in the outside linebacker position, but with the injuries mounting, piling up, and you know, Weaver kind of having to commit to playing end because just so many injuries stacking up. He got an interception last week against Utah State, and he's just kind of a playmaker. The coaches talk about how he's always got a head for the ball. He's just trying to make the big play. So I'm thinking he might get either another forced fumble or an interception, just one big play, and I don't think he'll make any mistakes. So I think he's a player to watch.
All right, what about you, Matt? Who do you think, like, kind of the under-the-radar player that'll make a big play?
There's two. It's hard for me to narrow down, but I think I want to go with Jameer Jordan. I mean, is he really under the radar after that kick six was all on ESPN? But
close enough, yeah. He didn't make all-conference, did he?
Right. But, like, Horton is – he's going to be on – Keyshawn Johnson all game, right? Or at least we must assume. So they're going to have to use their other weapons. Like you mentioned Rice earlier, but I think Jameer Jordan and also possibly Darian Grimm. I mean, he hasn't got a ton of catches this year, but he's a dangerous receiver. Jordan, too. I mean, it's his last year. He's made big plays this year. He had an 86-yard touchdown against San Diego State. So he's a big play waiting to happen, and McMarion just – they got to take some shots downfield. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan gets a big touchdown, you know, in a pivotal moment in the game.
All right. I'll reserve mine for tomorrow when me and the other Matt discuss this game because I want to think about it a little bit more to go through. So we're going to wrap this up a little bit. We don't want to make this extremely long because we got two podcasts, and me and Raj sometimes can talk for far too long, so we're going to kind of limit that a bit. One last thing. We'll talk about one or two other things like the Memphis-UCF thing really quick in a moment, but I want this to be your most WWE-style reaction to why your team will win. Are you guys good for that?
Yeah, I'm good for that. I'm ready to go right now, and I'll say
because go for it. Good, go.
Because Fresno State historically is soft. They're a really good team, really talented. They play, you know, in Central California. They get good athletes. They have a good coach right now, but they're soft. They've always been soft. Whenever the spotlight, whenever the national audience looks in Fresno's direction, they crumble, whether it's to David Fields and San Jose State or to Boise State over and over and over, to USC in a bowl game where they should have won a couple years ago. That's just Fresno State's deal. And now, especially if Memphis beats UCF and the whole country is watching, say, hey, someone in the Mountain West is going to go to the Fiesta Bowl, Fresno State's not going to get their signature victory on the blue turf. I just don't think they will. I think Marcus McMarion, he's a good player. It's going to be his last regular season game. The crowd and that blue turf and the defensive line is going to be too much for him. And I don't think Fresno State is mentally tough enough to win this game.
What's your score prediction, too?
My score prediction is, what did I go with? 38-27.
Okay, fairly close. All right, Matt, go. Get your Undertaker, Macho Man Randy Savage, Ric Flair going.
I hate to agree with Raj, but generally...
Ah, what are you doing?
Generally, yeah, generally, they've been a soft team, you know? And you brought up the USC game, which I don't even want to talk about. I was there for that game. That was just a terrible performance. But I think Jeff Tedford has changed this team so much because... Last season, yeah, they beat Houston, which a lot of people say it's just Houston, big deal. But that's their first bowl game victory in 10 years. So that's a big improvement for this team. And I think this is a much different team than, honestly, we've ever seen at Fresno State. Yeah, we had Carr and Devontae Adams, but defensively is really where, I mean, my whole thing is cliche, but defense wins championships. So especially on the blue turf, if the defense can make some stops – and you know, hand the ball to McMarion, who I think is, you know, the second best quarterback in the conference. At least statistically, he's had a tremendous year, 24 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. So he's limited turnovers all year. But I think this is a much different team than we've ever seen at Fresno State in terms of, you know, defensively speaking. And I think that's where the game is going to be shifted, is on the side of the defense. So my score prediction is 31-27 Fresno State, and I'm, you know, it's a close game, and I don't want it to be close because the last game I was losing hair. I was just watching them get beat again and again, but I think they're ready for this game. I mean, the energy around the team and the campus is just, it's just totally, you can just feel the difference. Like, they got to avenge last year's loss, and, you know, a couple weeks ago that lost too, so I think it's gonna happen for them.
All Matt, right. Hey Matt, just really quick question for Matt. Outside of Jeffrey Allison, who's the one other defender that you think is gonna step up and have a real good game for, or who are you hoping will have a real good game?
I'm not gonna say hoping because I know he's gonna have a good game, and it's Mike Bell. I mean, Mike Bell has.
Yeah.
You even see a lot of Twitter and I mean even some mock drafts. He's being noticed by NFL scouts. I think he's a Yeah, he's going to be playing on Sundays, whether it's next year, whether it's 2 years from now. But Mike Bell is the key part of that secondary. Juju is great. Brian is great. I mean, they have a lot of great guys in that secondary, but Mike Bell really sets the tone. And, I mean, maybe we'll see some safety blitzes, some cornerback blitzes, throw Boise State off a little bit. And I think that's what they need. But to answer your questions, it's got to be Mike Bell.
All right, let's get to this. We'll wrap this up really quick. Great, great stuff there. It's awesome. We told people Homer stuff, so let's do it. That's what we wanted. So we're all going to be watching UCF Memphis. That's on, I want to say ABC. Is that correct, guys?
I believe so.
Because American, for some reason, gets on the good old
ABC,
broadcast ABC network TV.
ABC at 1:30 Mountain.
1:30 Mountain time. So I assume both of you are going to be watching, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Some people, I see people like, well, I'd freak out. Like, I had somebody, I forget one of our Twitter followers mentioned, like, it's going to be miserable or something. I'm like, why would it be miserable? It'd be awesome. Like, not that the outcome, but like, it'd just kind of be, wouldn't be sad. I didn't get their logic, but they were not, like, into it. I'm like, what do you mean? UCF is only a 3-point favorite. Yes, the injury to Mackenzie Milton there is devastating because it seems very, very bad. And we're not going to say anything poor about it because it sucks. And they're good. And they're like, when we talk about on the Twitter, whether it's Matt Kennerly or whoever, me or Raj or your own accounts and stuff, it's mostly because look who they played and beat. It's like their schedule is barely better than Utah State. And so the difference, like, is that loss, the zero losses, which obviously credit to them, they keep winning. And also, I tweeted just now, we should check out later, the Idaho Statesman. I don't know if you saw this, Raj, but they compared the 24 game winning streak.
Did see that.
I just put a emoji with sunglasses just because. Might as well. So we clearly know has a better win streak because Boise actually plays like Oregon, Virginia Tech. I think Georgia was in that mix as well, possibly for that winning streak. I'm not sure.
But, you know, really quick, I think it's like UCF played the Boise State 2011 schedule without Virginia Tech.
Or even the 08 or even the 04 or 04 schedule where they played Louisville and like Brian Brohm when Utah got in, something like that, right? As well.
No, what I'm saying is it's like they played the Boise State 2011 schedule if you take out Virginia Tech.
I guess I can see that. But still, regardless, it's
yeah,
we know who they play. But how excited, like, how amped would you be if, because like I said, Memphis is a 3-point dog, open at 7, which was ridiculous, change quickly, which makes too much sense. Every time these teams played, it's been super close, a lot of points, and I'm not sure, Matt, how much UCF you've watched, but their defense is a it's questionable. I'll be nice, right? Like, what would your level between 1 to 10 be? It could just be a 10. Like, how excited would you be if Memphis were to win that game when we all know going into this game is going to be because the national game to watch? Because I believe the other evening games, you have Ohio State versus Northwestern and Clemson and Pittsburgh, which are going to be freaking blowouts. This is the game to watch. Like I wrote a month ago, like, oh, crap, they're the end of the SEC game. Hopefully it'll be done by the time the Mountain West starts. They're going to be going up against games on broadcast ABC Fox at like 15 minutes after. But if that game loses, people should watch this game only because Pittsburgh's not going to beat Clemson. Northwestern's not going to beat Ohio State. And this game actually means something. You know what I mean? This game really, really means something.
I'm a little indifferent because, first of all, I got to say, a little part of me wants UCF to get in the playoff just so they can get smacked around Alabama in the first round. I'm just tired of UCF fans being like, we should have been in the playoff last year. So, I want to see them as that four seed and just get blown out of the water by Alabama.
They will make the excuse. The quarterback's gone. That's what they'll say. And it's like, come on.
That's true. But, I mean.
I hear your point. I like that point, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, of course, I'd be ecstatic. I would be ecstatic if Memphis wins. But then I'm going to be even more nervous for that game because, like I mentioned a couple years ago with Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, for some reason, I can't remember what year that was, but
11.
I mean, yeah, you know, undefeated all year. And everyone was talking about we're going to the Fiesta Bowl. And then we lose to San Jose State. I mean, that was just terrible, you know? So I've been waiting for a shot for Fresno State to get back – or not get back, to get back – or to get to a New Year's Six Bowl, you know? So it'd be awesome for the program, for the city, for the team, and especially for Coach Tedford. I mean, Fresno State roots comes back to his home program. The story writes itself, but, you know, I just hope Memphis can pull it off, and then I hope Fresno State can pull it off too at the same time. So it's gonna be an interesting day.
So I'm assuming, Raj, if Memphis wins, you're already going to put a deposit on tickets before the next game kicks, right?
So I wanted to go to the championship game this week, and the tickets were too expensive. And I will not make that mistake again. I checked with that boss, and I can get December 31st off. So I'll buy my tickets after the game.
Have you been to one of their big-time bowl games?
I've been to the last two bowl games.
Okay, all right.
They lost to Baylor and they beat Oregon last year. So
no, you haven't gone to Fiesta Bowl or anything, have you?
I've never gone to a Fiesta Bowl,
It's all. I went to Utah 04, amazing. I don't care they crushed a bad Pitt team. It was awesome.
That's awesome. That's a Fiesta Bowl win. You know, let me be honest about something. I haven't said this. Obviously, going to the Fiesta Bowl is great. You know, we've done it, obviously, three times. But Boise State's really injured. Their defense is really banged up. They have their best wide receiver, probably John Hightower, is probably out. Nawahini, the starting strong safety, is out. Obviously, David Moe and a few other guys are out. I mean, is it the worst thing ever to go to the Vegas Bowl and just crush Stanford? I mean, no. I mean, it'd be great, but I mean, I'm not going to. I think I'm kind of in a little different boat because I'm happy that we're 3-0 in the Fiesta Bowl. I don't know if I want to be 3-1. And I mean, obviously, I want Boise State to go to the Fiesta Bowl because, you know, there's some Boise magic. And
Coach O, man. You can play Coach O, LSU. Come on.
Yeah, man. It's just a little scary because they're good teams. But we thought the same thing about Oregon last year with Justin Herbert coming back. But, you know, I'm excited about the chance to go to the Fiesta Bowl, but I'm also pretty nervous. I wouldn't be nervous if we went to the Vegas Bowl and got a second-tier Pac-12 team to pummel.
I don't know, man. You got to go for the highest. I don't care. It's like even Hawaii back in the Sugar Bowl. You know they weren't going to beat Georgia. But here's the thing. Even with Boise being down, guys, they're still really good.
That's true.
Their offense is fine. It's mostly outside of Hightower. Defense is where they're banged up, right?
Yeah.
So just score some points. Just go out and score LSU. What's the big deal? Come on. They can't score. They scored 0 points versus Alabama. Citadel scored points. Come on. Be positive.
Well, you know, I mean, and obviously me and you, Jeremy, once we start talking, we could get carried away. But Boise State has, I'm going to say, a Utah State-like schedule next year. It's really, really easy. And that is an
Florida
intentional
State,
thing.
Florida State, you think that's easy?
Yeah, Boise State has a really, really easy schedule because they don't play Fresno State, San Diego State, or Nevada. They have an FCS team to balance out the schedule. Florida State does not look tough next year. So, you know, we could just kind of walk to the NY6 next year. But, you know, obviously, I want to go to the Fiesta Bowl. I'm just saying if Memphis loses, it's not the end of the world for me as a Boise State fan.
Okay. So let's wrap this up here, Matt. Any final thoughts you want to say about this matchup or anything?
Not really the matchup, but I just think this is a great opportunity for the conference in general. I mean, yeah. Boise State's been to the Fiesta Bowl, but Utah State, Fresno State, Boise State, I mean, they've all been top 25 teams, and I think at the end of the year, they should all be ranked top 25. It's been a great year for the Mountain West as a conference, and I think it's great to finally get the respect. I mean, I know a lot of times it's only been like a one-horse race, you know? And for me, Fresno State, we were 3-9. We were 1-11 2 years ago, so I never thought it would – and I'll admit it, I did not like the Tedford hire. You know, me and Matt Kennerly talked about that,
neither
too.
Neither did I. It's a – just the only reason I didn't like it as much because it was – the most obvious and worst kept secret ever. That's the reason I think most people didn't like it who were against it.
But he's been unbelievable at Fresno State. It's insane how big of a turnaround they've had. So it's great as a fan and a former student to be in this position where finally, you know, I was here when Pat Hill was the coach. I saw the transition to DeRuiter. They did good, and then he fell off. And it's great to be back to. You know, it's a great program. It's like Ross said, we get good recruits. It's hard to recruit in the area, but I'm excited for this game on Saturday. That's all I'm gonna say. And if I'm gonna say when Fresno State wins, Ross better be ready for something because it's not gonna be a pleasant.
It's gonna be tough. You know what? I'm going to say this, you know, on the way out. I will be on Twitter after the game and the next day, and I'll take my medicine if Fresno State wins. So I give that to our Mountain West Wire listeners. I will be on Twitter the next day, and I will take my medicine. But I will also be able to dish some. I'll have a little fun if Boise State wins.
It's all good. All right. So excellent. So this was our homer edition. So we got to get the insight from you two guys who follow the team much more closely. Because than I do. I know enough what I'm talking about. But you guys are invested, passionate into what's going on. So. Here's what I do. Go give everyone a follow who's on the show. If you want to give me a follow, cool. Jeremy Moss, whatever. I have plenty and I don't care. But I'd always like more. It's mostly for you guys. So we have good buddy Raj Prabal. Raja Bleeds Blue. Very simple. And then we also have Matt Wedley. Wow. Jeez.
Wadley.
If you listen to the show ever, you know I screw up names, even though this one's not very difficult. It just I look at him like, I know it's not that hard. I'm like, oh, crap. It is Matt WAD. LEIGH 559. So check that out. We'll retweet it from our main account for who's on, so you can just go follow us there at MWCR and find it. There will be more Fresno State stuff up for the week. by everybody, by both Matts, Raj, Colin, Eric. Awesome stuff up. We're going to do some position advantages. We have our podcast with Matt Kennerly tomorrow. We'll dive, or I guess whenever you're listening, tomorrow could be who knows when, but whenever you're listening, so just keep following us. I've thought about this, guys. What do you think, really quick? Maybe I'll send this as a group message, but we'll workshop on the air. Should we do like a rank the top 10 players really quick? Not now, but I mean, just for a quick article.
For this game?
Yeah, why not? Like, give us a top. Well, like, here's the top 10 players overall. Does that work? Maybe?
Yeah, did you know what we could do? We could do the top five Boise State players and the top five Fresno State players, and then maybe, Jeremy, you could be the neutral arbiter and put those in the top 10 order.
And for people who know me, I guess that I have to go Fresno 1 through 5 because I guess people say, hey, Boise. So,
ooh,
done.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well.
It's not true. It's not true, folks. Whatever. We may do something like that. We will discuss offline about it. But thanks for everyone who listened. Again, MWR.com, Twitter, Facebook, Mount MWC Wire, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio. Wherever podcasts are sold or for free, you can get those because, hey, we like to have some fun. And we'll be back. And whew, you guys ready for Saturday?
I'm ready.
All right, folks. See you next time.